This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 20 Pentecost Friday CE. First posted October 15, 2010, Ephesians 5:15-21 Righteous Living, paraphrase, be careful how you live your lives, not as the foolish, but as wise people. The days are evil, so make the most of your time. Don't be foolish, understand the Lord's will. Don't practice drunkenness and debauchery, instead be filled with the Holy Spirit. Address one another with psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. With all your heart, sing and make melody to the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father with all your heart always, for everything. Out of reverence for Christ, be subject to one another. Commentary, the times are indeed evil. America is no longer a Christian nation. There has been a shocking rise in gangs, drugs, sex, and violence. We must be careful not to conform to the values of the society around us. Instead of pursuing our carnal, fleshly, desires, we must seek to know and do God's will. If we sincerely seek God's will with the intention of doing it, He will reveal it to us, but not to windows shoppers who are not committed to doing it. The way to seek God's will is one day at a time, in daily devotional, quiet time, with prayer, Bible reading, and meditation. When I was beginning my daily walk with the Lord, I used a devotional booklet like this devotional, and it seemed that the Lord was underlining certain phrases. So then I would pray it back to the Lord for confirmation that I had understood, and then would work on that idea for the day. A Christian is by definition a born again disciple of Jesus Christ, Acts 11:26, John 3:3-5-8. One must be born again by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is possible to know for oneself with certainty whether or not one has been born again, Acts 19:2. Christian discipleship is a spiritual growth process. Once we have been born again, we need to be discipled by the indwelling Holy Spirit to spiritual maturity. We must make ourselves available to His guidance through daily devotional, quiet time, and then follow that guidance during the day. We must give up what we think we want, in order to do what the Lord wants, but we will find that His will for our lives is so much better than our own. It is by the indwelling Holy Spirit that we experience the love and joy of the Lord. We experience the indwelling Holy Spirit as a daily ongoing event. We can have great fellowship with other born-again Christians, relating to each other in spiritual terms. That fellowship is far more rewarding than secular fellowship, such as centering around drinking and secular conversation. Let us remember to always give thanks to the Lord, regardless of present circumstances. We can only truly praise the Lord by the indwelling Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:3, Romans 8:15-17. We can trust the Lord to comfort us in trials, bring us through them, and deliver us from bad circumstances. Jesus is the Lord of lords and King of kings, the very Son of God, and yet He came to serve us. He set the example for us to follow, John 14:3-17. Instead of relating to other people for what they can do for us, we should care for them and find ways to serve them. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?